Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
720 WGN. I'm John Landecker. Thank you for tuning in. It's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, and welcome back to the program. Michelle Nichols, Director of, I love this title, Director of Public Observing and Master Education of Informal Programs at the Adler Planetarium. Welcome back, Michelle. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, John. It's been a while.
It has, hasn't it? But then I looked up in the sky, and there was this thing is going to be, there was going to be meteors and things of that nature. And I went, well, who else to talk to than you, you know? I mean, seriously.
It's always great. Yep. You know,
okay, I will play the role of the ignorant person that I am. Now, when I say ignorant, that doesn't mean stupid, okay? That just means uninformed. So it's the LYRID, Lyrid meteor shower. Is that right?
Lyrid or Lyrid. I've heard both pronunciations.
What is that? What is Lyrid or Lyrid?
So the name of a meteor shower comes from the name of the constellation in the sky where the meteors appear to radiate outward from. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the Perseid meteor shower is named for the constellation Perseus. The Lyrid or Lyrid meteor shower is named for the constellation Lyra, the harp. And so if you basically trace out where all these meteors are in the sky, they will all appear to, if you trace them all back and to a point in the sky, they'll all appear to radiate from a particular point in the sky, and we call that the radiant point. And that's the name of the constellation where they all appear to come from.
So this is happening, is it wrapping up tonight? Is it over after this evening?
Well, for this particular one, the peak was this morning before sunrise, but there would still be a handful of meteors per hour even after midnight tonight. The thing that's actually going to get in the way more than anything is probably clouds.
The great
thing about meteor showers is they're predictable. They happen every year at the same time. So if you missed it this year, mark it on your calendar. Maybe you might want to go out and look for it next year.
Yeah, I'd love to see one. I've never seen one. And
Really? Oh,
No, I've never seen a meteor shower.
They're really cool.
You know, I was working like at 5 o'clock in the morning, or I was working at 10 o'clock at night. I didn't.
Right.
I was never out there in meteor prime time, if you know what I mean.
Well, that 5 a.m., you would have been indoors, and that would have been prime
time.
Exactly. Yep.
So, go ahead. You sounded like you wanted to say something else.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that, meteor showers are usually best after midnight, and people always ask, where exactly do you look? Go outside, face east, look up. That's pretty much it, but you want to definitely give your eyes time to adjust to the dark.
Yes,
so for any meteor shower,
right,
patience is key.
Yeah.
And light pollution gets in the way.
Yep. So, no, I understand all that too. You know, I was looking at a map of the United States that had been analyzed with cloud cover for tonight and last night, and there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of the country that's predicted to have cloud cover, which of course
is pretty sucked in.
I mean, that's a little corner of Northwest Indiana, and then I saw some over part of the Chicagoland area was cloud cover free, but then there you have the lights of the city, which interferes with your ability to see the meteor showers or a lot of things that are happening.
Yeah, if you go out when you're looking for meteors, if you've never seen one or you're not sure you've seen one, or a meteor shower is just when Earth runs into the trail of debris left by a comet in its orbit around the sun.
Yeah.
And so sometimes stuff comes off the comet and that stuff orbits it along with the comet in its orbit and just gets stretched out throughout the whole orbit. And every year we run into the same trail of debris. Mm-hmm. And this stuff that you're seeing, these quick little streaks of light in the sky, these little bits of comet dust are going at almost 30 miles a second.
What?
And so, they burn up so quickly, but you're seeing the air around them heat up and glow, and they're really quick streaks of light. But you said you haven't seen a meteor shower.
No.
It's neat because you see one, and then another one, and then another one. The meteor showers can vary in terms of the rate that you might see. And those Lyrid or Lyrid meteor shower meteors, it's a medium strength shower, a handful of them per hour. So it's one of those that you might want to put on your bucket list there to try to go out and see.
Because
the nice thing about it, it's in the spring. It's not in the middle of winter. Hopefully it'd be a little warmer.
although it is, if I understand correctly, this meteor shower will be followed pretty soon by another one. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. There's another one called the Eta Aquarid meteor shower. And so in this case, or Aquariid. Aquariid refers to the constellation Aquarius.
Yeah.
So if you trace them all back, they appear to radiate from Aquarius. That one peaks on right around May 5th every year. And so you go out after midnight, the night of May 5th, I think it's the night of May 5th into May 6th. And so the best time would be to go out after midnight on May 6th, I think. So right around May 5th, May 6th, somewhere around there. Go outside, face east, or in this case, face southeast and look up. And you'll see a handful per hour. Again, patience is key. Just kind of sit out, relax.
And
radio show on.
Yeah, right? That's it. Right. Right. We're the official, this is the official radio program of the Lyrid Meteor Shower. Yeah.
Exactly. There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Okay, so let's just wrap this up. I'm going to get off the air at 10. Okay.
Yeah.
Go home and about probably 11:30 or so, I'll be taking my dog out. So, I live in an area that doesn't have a lot of, I guess we would call it ambient city light interference. Mm-hmm. So where would I be, and hoping there's no cloud cover, where would I be looking then?
Basically, just meteors range over such a wide part of the sky. So you just go face east, look up. That's really the easiest thing I can say. You don't have to look in a particular spot.
Okay.
And the other thing is people often ask, do I need binoculars? Do I need a telescope? And the answer is absolutely not. You just need your eyeballs because your eyes are seeing over almost 180 degrees of sky, and if you start adding in binoculars or a telescope, you're looking at a smaller and ever smaller piece of sky, and you're not going to see them any better that way. So, just go out, face east, look up, and give it time, because you might see one. It might be 15 minutes before you see another one. So just give it a whirl and see what you see. And if you don't see any, then, like I said, there's always next year. But also, if you're not sure if it's a meteor shower meteor or just a regular run-of-the-mill average everyday meteor, just trace the path back.
Okay.
And if you know where your constellations are, see if it comes from the direction of Lyra or Lyra. And there you go.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle Nichols from the Adler Planetarium. Thank you for coming on a radio program after 9 o'clock at night. I mean, I know everybody has a work day, so I really appreciate it. Thank you so much again.
Anytime, John. I'm here for you whenever you want to look up.
Oh, thank you.